It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, May 10th, 2019. Today is the birthday of British writer Monica Dickens, born in London in 1915. She was the great-granddaughter of the celebrated Victorian novelist Charles Dickens. Known as Monty to her family and friends, she was born into an upper-middle-class London family that was dominated by two generations of prominent lawyers. Disillusioned with the world she was brought up in, she was expelled from St. Paul's Girls' School in London before she was presented at court as a debutante. She decided to go into domestic service, despite coming from the privileged class. Her experiences as a cook and general servant would form the nucleus of her first book, One Pair of Hands, in 1939 when she was 24. One Pair of Feet appeared 3 years later and recounted her work as a nurse. Subsequently, she worked in an aircraft factory and on the Hertfordshire Express, a local newspaper in Hitchin. Her experiences in journalism inspired her 1951 book, My Turn to Make the Tea. Soon after this, she moved from her home in Hertfordshire to the United States after marrying an American Navy officer, Roy Stratton, who died in 1985. They adopted two daughters. The family lived in Washington, D.C. and Falmouth, Massachusetts, and she continued to write. Most of her books are set in Britain. She was also a popular columnist for the British women's magazine Woman's Own for 20 years. Monica Dickens had strong humanitarian interests, which were manifested in her work with the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, reflected in her 1953 book No More Meadows, and her 1964 work, Kate and Emma. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, coming to the fore in her 1963 book, Cobbler's Dream, and the Samaritans, a registered charity aimed at providing emotional support to anyone in distress, struggling to cope, or at risk for suicide, and the subject of her 1970 novel, The Listeners. She actually helped to form the first American branch of the Samaritans in Massachusetts in 1974. From 1970 onward, she wrote a number of children's books. Her Follyfoot series was the basis of a children's TV program produced by Yorkshire Television for the UK's ITV network between 1971 and 1973 and popular around the world for many years thereafter. In 1978, she published her autobiography, An Open Book. In 1985, she returned to the UK after her husband died and continued to write until her own death on Christmas Day, 1992, at age 77. Her final book, One of the Family, was published posthumously the following spring. Being the great-granddaughter of Charles Dickens created enormous problems for her, Monica claimed. Dickens was like God, she said. And how'd you like to try to live up to that every day? I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 10th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.